local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Good afternoon, Pensacola. It is Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. I'm Bobby Rossi, just filling in, but we have Austin manning the helm, as he always does. So it's good to have Austin back. And let's go ahead and get started with your top three stories. The White House says it's too soon to say whether the attacks in Lebanon and Iran could mean for a potential ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas. National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby today refused to confirm reports that Israel killed a political leader of Hamas in Iran. Kirby did tell reporters that the Biden administration will continue efforts to secure a ceasefire deal that includes the release of hostages held by Hamas. Meanwhile, a senior Hezbollah commander was killed in a strike in Beirut. President Biden is set to kick off the Democratic National Convention with a primetime speech. Reports say that the president's speech will focus on passing the torch to Vice President Kamala Harris. The convention is set to begin August 19th in Chicago, and Andrew McKay and myself will be there broadcasting live the whole week and giving you our thoughts and insights during Pensacola Morning News as well as during Pensacola Right Now. And then Vice President Kamala Harris will soon announce her running mate. She will hold her first rally with her vice presidential pick Tuesday. So the location suggests she could choose Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, who's considered to be on her short list. The others would be Mark Kelly, the astronaut and senator from Arizona. The rally will kick off a four-day tour in the battleground states, including Michigan, Arizona, and Wisconsin. Those are your top three stories. In local headlines, a Beulah woman that was shot last weekend has now passed away. The Escambia County Sheriff's Office says the 25-year-old that was shot during the accident on Cali Lane has passed away, but there's not much information about the shooting. Deputies arrived at the home shortly before that one was taken to the hospital, and the investigation is ongoing.
And a death investigation is underway after a body was found on Palafox Street near Burgess Road today. The Sheriff's Office Crime Scene Unit arrived at the scene about 5 o'clock this morning. The body reportedly showed signs of decomposition, and this morning it was reported that the death did not appear to be the result of a crime. Investigators are still working to determine a cause of the death.
And then a Gulf Shores man named Nicholas Tomlin has been arrested and accused of child abuse and drug possession. Check this out. Officers responded to Moe's Landing Monday night around 8:30 at night. They found an intoxicated man, allegedly intoxicated man, trying to cross the highway with three children between the ages of 2 and 4. So he's being held at Baldwin County Sheriff's Office Correction Center, and Child Protective Services is involved with this case as well.
And reports are that TSA lines at the Pensacola Airport are much improved over last year. Airport Director Matt Coughlin says that the TSA is required to self-report when wait times exceed 35 minutes, and that's only happened a few times this year compared to around 14 times last year. He went on to say that when you consider the record traffic making its way through the Pensacola Airport, TSA is actually doing much better than they had been, and that the airport's keeping pressure on the organization to keep wait times in check. Changes are reportedly being made to change the optics of the wait line, including the terminal exit being changed so more queue lanes can be added, which will keep the line from snaking through the hallway.
Yeah, this snaking line is very frustrating at the airport. I travel quite a bit on the weekends particularly, and I will say this, though. We do have the advanced machines that you don't have to take your laptop and electronics out of your bag, and that
right.
definitely helps improve the speed of the lines. It definitely helps improve that. So that part's nice, but it's still what's really bothersome is when there's, like, nobody there, and you have to walk through that snaked line, like the ropes, you know, and you're like back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And you're like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
That actually bothers me almost more than when I get there and the line is big. So anyway, several Penn Air Credit Union ATM machines are now back in service after being shut down temporarily because there was undetectable skimmer devices attached to them. Yeah, the skimmers reportedly use pinhole cameras to capture PIN numbers entered in on the keypad. Three machines were in Pensacola, one on 9th Ave and two on Garden Street. Another was on Woodbine Road in Pace. Panera has went ahead and checked all of their ATM machines now for these devices, and they believe that an organized criminal ring is responsible. The investigation is ongoing. And Captain Scott Jones from Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office says, if you are using an ATM, it's safer to use one that's found inside of a store or a bank rather than one that's remotely located, because those are the ones that criminals can access.
Yeah, I definitely believe that, just because it's just sitting out there in the open. In April, Escambia County leased the 68-acre former International Paper Golf Course in Cantonment to develop it into a park. This week, the Escambia County Commission is set to approve the purchase of a play structure and 704 square feet recreational shelter with tables for the property. The golf course has been closed since 2017, and Escambia County plans to use the land for disc golf and walking trails. In addition to the pavilion and playground, the park will be open only during daylight hours, though. So hopefully you're not a night golfer, because what is it? Frisbee golf, right? Froth?
Frisbee golf,
yeah. That's what they call it. Yep. Yeah, okay. So I guess you can only do that during the day.
Yeah, you lose your Frisbee anyway, so that's fine. It seems like we just finished the Blue Angels show just a few weeks ago on Pensacola Beach. But, of course, here in Pensacola, we're fortunate to have the Blues homecoming air show at the end of the season. This year's going to be November 1st and 2nd. General admission, parking, and blanket seating is free. But premium preferred seating options will be available tomorrow morning beginning at 10 a.m. Also, box seating will be available. Those are individual reserved folding chairs in a theater-style arrangement located to the left of show center. Those can be reserved and have private as well. And the individual seats begin at $50. Tickets can be purchased through the air show's website, naspensacolaairshow.org.
All right, perfect timing. Exactly 4:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for this afternoon. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulkway Service is now called for pickup. You can call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. You can learn more about that at ecua.fl.gov. Alrighty, looking at the roads here, we do have some backups once again on I-10. This is going to be if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. We have the backups pushing you onto I-110 North. It's the same congestion as yesterday because of some construction going on over there. Also have some backups on I-10 if you're traveling eastbound, passing over Pensacola Boulevard, basically meeting where that aforementioned backup is as well. Then it's going to be Burgess Road traveling, Pensacola Boulevard traveling northbound towards Burgess. We've got our typical evening traffic in that area. And it seems like there was an accident report earlier on Mobile Highway, and it seems to be causing some backups if you're traveling northbound towards Marlane Drive. That is going to be if you are traveling just past Massachusetts Avenue, so be on the lookout for that as well. It looks like those are the worst spots in Pensacola. Outside of that, it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway, maybe just with a little bit if you're traveling eastbound coming from Oriole Beach and approaching Tiger Point. Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound approaching Highway 87. And Caroline Street, that's Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for the weather, it's 83 degrees in Pensacola. We are still in a heat advisory. We've had some storms coming and going, so that's kind of, I guess, given us some mercy with the heat here. However, when we do get into this evening and tonight, there is going to be some chances of thunderstorms that will bleed into tomorrow. And your low tonight's going to be 80 degrees. That's your traffic and weather together, Bobby.
Thank you very much. Continuing on here with some local stories. Pensacola's Five Sisters Restaurant has received $50,000 in grant money from the National Trust of Historic Preservation. It's part of a grant program for backing historic small restaurants. Money is going to be used for exterior renovations, such as a new marquee sign, a mural, ADA improvements, and a relocation of the front entry and exterior lights. 50 small restaurants across the country were selected for this grant program. Five Sisters was the only recipient in Florida.
You know, I hear about some of these restaurants, and it's like, I've heard of it, or sometimes I've never heard of them, but if I have, it's like, okay, maybe I need to try that out. I've been to Five Sisters several times. Well-deserved grant there. That's a great restaurant. There's a new four-way stop in downtown Pensacola. Two new signs were installed this week at the intersection of Tarragona and Romana. They were previously stop signs only on the latter road there. The city says the change was made to enhance pedestrian safety at the intersection.
And there's going to be a kickoff event for this year's Pensacola Bay Area Walk to End Alzheimer's next week. It's going to happen at the Airport Hyatt Place next Thursday. The event's going to be open to the public. We'll give you a first look at how things will go for this year's Walk to End Alzheimer's in October. The Pensacola committee team captains and champions will also share their stories. The actual walk will be October 6th at Community Maritime Park. So far, there's 337 participants, 131 teams are registered, and they're about halfway to the $142,000 goal. So Escambia County estimates that around 6,500 people are living with Alzheimer's or dementia in the country. Money raised during the walk goes towards the research to prevent or to reverse Alzheimer's and dementia. That's four eighteen. When we come back here, we've got to give you an update on the tropics. And we've been watching the storm system last few days, and it seemed to have an increased chance of forming into a system and hitting Florida. We'll give the latest on that when we come back right after this message here on Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Trek Bicycle Store of Pensacola is the area's premier bicycle store and full-service repair shop for all makes and models. They specialize in top-notch customer service with the largest selection of e-bikes around. Trek Store has a full line of bike accessories and racks and can fit all riders from a child's first to seniors. Locally owned and operated by Robbie Mott, serving cyclists for over 20 years, you'll experience the best at Trek Bicycle Store of Pensacola, 701 East Cervantes Street, and online at trekstoregulfcoast.com.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
I'm Dr. Karen Barber, Santa Rosa Superintendent of Schools. I've served as a teacher, assistant principal, principal, director of federal programs, and now as superintendent, I lead 3,100 educators as they serve our 29,000 students. Our children and the taxpayers of Santa Rosa County deserve a superintendent who has a successful track record and experience. So on August 20th, vote to re-elect Dr. Karen Barber for Santa Rosa Superintendent of Schools.
Political advertisement paid for and approved by Dr. Karen Barber, Santa Rosa Superintendent of Schools.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Get ready to tantalize your taste buds with the all-new Coke. Introducing Coke Spiced. Picture this, the refreshing taste of Coca-Cola. Now with a twist, Coke Spiced takes your favorite soda to a whole new level. So why settle for ordinary when you can experience extraordinary? Enjoy a taste of the spiced side of life with the all-new Coke Spiced. With a delicious burst of raspberry and spiced flavors, grab a bottle of the all-new Coke Spiced today and spice up your life. Coke Spiced. Taste the excitement. Feel the flavor. Available now at your nearest store.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about Project 2025. What is it? What does it stand for? Who made it? Does it reflect the Republican Party or the 2024 platform? Is it something that Trump is responsible for? Is it even fair to say he's affiliated with it or not? We also talked with Matt Coughlin, the airport director, about some things that they're doing at the airport to alleviate congestion, particularly in the screening line and in the passenger drop-off and pickup area. And drama in the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting. Really? Oh, yeah. You can listen to all the podcasts at newsradio923.com.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you would like to weigh in, give us a call or text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Coming up in about a minute, we've got your next traffic and weather update. Speaking of weather, let's go ahead and look at the tropics. We've been tracking this storm that was in the middle of the Atlantic, and it had a 40% chance of formation. Then it went up to 50%. Then it went up to 60%. Where is it at now? Well, it's still at 60%. It's now this storm system is near the Bahamas. And it's still showing disorganized showers and thunderstorms. And so they think in the short term, the next 2 to 3 days, really no chance of formation. But over the next 7 days, 60% chance of formation. And they say a tropical depression could form this weekend or early next week when the system is in the vicinity of Greater Antilles, Bahamas, or near Florida. The storm track yesterday we had brought up looked like it was starting to head a little bit further north, like it might hit the west or the east coast of Florida. Now it's still looking about like the southern part of Florida, like it might cross Miami and go across the state into Fort Myers and Naples area and then get into the Gulf that way, or it's so many, I mean, it's still kind of a slow moving system. So we'll just keep our eye on that and let you know what's going on. Of course, if any storm systems come near us, we'll be having full coverage for you, wall-to-wall coverage right here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's time to go ahead and get traffic on the fives with Austin. Go ahead, Austin.
Thank you very much, sir. All righty. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, we do have several spots of note. Starting with Mobile Highway, we did have an accident report there. If you are traveling northbound, just passing Massachusetts Avenue and approaching Marlane Drive, we do have some backup still in that area. Not too severe, but nonetheless worthy of looking out for. Then we've got Brent Lane traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, along with Burgess Road traveling westbound towards Palafox as well. Then it's going to be Pensacola Boulevard traveling northbound towards Burgess. We've got some very heavy backups there now. And I-10 traveling westbound towards, this is going to be Palafox Street. If you're coming from I-110 North, we've got very heavy backups in that area, just like we did yesterday. There was some construction going on there that could be causing those backups. And some traveling eastbound as well, if you're traveling over Pensacola Boulevard, basically approaching where the congestion going the other way begins. So we've got some backups both ways on the interstate there that are probably going to be problems for a good portion of this afternoon. Outside of that is Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87 and Caroline Street. That's Highway 90 traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for the weather, it's about 84 degrees in Pensacola currently. We are in a heat advisory, but with the rain that we've had coming and going, the humidity isn't as bad as it could be. As we get into this evening and into the night, we are going to have some chances of thunderstorms looming, and that will bleed into tomorrow as well, with your low tonight being 80 degrees. That's your traffic and weather together. Back to you, Bobby.
Thank you very much. Many hospitals here in Florida are experiencing a critical blood shortage after a cyber attack on OneBlood, their not-for-profit blood center that serves over 250 Florida hospitals. So many of the hospitals have had to cancel optional surgical procedures in order to help maintain their future blood supply. Now, blood centers across the country are sending blood to and platelets to OneBlood, and the AABB Disaster Task Force is coordinating national resources to assist with additional blood products. Wowza.
And I love how Wiles is actually in the script there, just for that effect, yeah. The U.S. Department of Justice is asking a judge to throw out a Florida lawsuit aimed at a new federal gun regulation. A motion filed in Hillsborough County Federal Court earlier this week argues that the state doesn't have legal standing to challenge the rule that will require more background checks on buyers. The case against the regulation was filed by Attorney General Ashley Moody last May, who claims that the FDLE will have to handle a surge of background check requests. Meanwhile, the Justice Department says the FBI could step in to help the state. A hearing on the issue has not yet been scheduled.
And then recent coyote attacks on small dogs are prompting the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission to meet with the residents in Wilton Manors. Biologist Jane Johnson says coyotes have been spotted in all 67 Florida counties, so you need to learn how to deal with them. Yeah, it's called a pistol. She says you need to make noise to get them to run away. What? By waving your arms and stomping your feet. Coyotes rarely attack humans, but they do attack dogs. So Johnson says you need to walk them close to you on the leash and secure your trash.
Man, coyotes in all 67 counties. Wow, that's crazy. I will say, yeah, I mean, a pistol does help. I'm sure she's a biologist and she's trying to be PC, so she's probably not going to request that. But yes, that is for emergencies for sure. The annual Florida Python Challenge is coming up in August. That sounds like a hoot. With a grand prize of $10,000 available to the person who removes the most invasive Burmese pythons from the Everglades ecosystem. The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission says anyone can participate in the annual python hunt, which runs from August 9th through August 18th, and registration remains open through the final day of the challenge with an entry fee of $25. All participants, whether in the novice or professional prize categories, are required to complete a free online training and pass the quiz with at least an 85% score.
Yippee-ki-yay, would you do it?
No. I mean,
what?
No. I mean, just talking about like, you know, weak little snakes that, oh, it's like in my yard or something. Yeah, like I can maybe grab a shovel and deal with that.
Talking about like a garter snake?
Yeah, like, oh, yeah, that's more my speed. A Burmese python in the Everglades? No, that's, I'm not trained for that. I wouldn't get the 85%.
When I was in the Philippines, I killed probably 6 or 7 of them. Oh. And skinned them and ate them.
You'd be up for the professional prize categories then.
Oh, yeah, yeah. If I was going to do it, I'd go professional prize level, yeah. And skinned them and ate them, tanned the skins. And, I mean, you're talking about a big old Burmese python. You're talking about, like, depends on how big it is, between 12 and 20 pounds of meat.
Exactly.
So, yeah, that, I mean, you could feed
that thing's
a lot
tough.
Of people with that sucker. So, yeah, I'd do it. I just... trying to find the time to do so would be the challenge.
Yeah, but clear your itinerary first for a nabbing pipe.
Love it. All right, we'll come back here. A couple more statewide stories, national stories, sports stories, all next right here in Pensacola right now on News Radio 923. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Tom Rigotti. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump participated in a Q&A at the National Association of Black Journalists Forum in Chicago. The former president blaming the Biden administration for high inflation and that it has hit minority communities hard.
Inflation is a disaster and it's destroying our country and it's destroying the black community.
The White House says black unemployment is now at record lows while the inflation rate has stabilized in recent months. The reported death of the Hamas political leader could complicate ongoing talks to free hostages and secure a ceasefire in Gaza.
White House National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby says the U.S. is a team in the region to continue talks. Iran has blamed an Israeli airstrike in Tehran for the death. U.S. officials say they cannot confirm that.
That's Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington. America's listening to Fox News.
Robinson with your money now. On Wall Street, stocks closed the session higher. The Dow gained 99 points. The S&P 500 grew by 85. And the tech-heavy NASDAQ went up by 452 points, good enough for growth of 2.6%. The Federal Reserve today holding its benchmark interest rate steady in a range of 5.25% to 5.5%. Central bank officials opting for the status quo, saying they don't expect it will be appropriate to cut rates until they have more confidence that inflation is moving towards their 2% target. New and used car retailer AutoNation posting weaker than expected earnings data today in the wake of recent cyber attack at dealership software company CDK Global that created disruption for tens of thousands of car sellers across the country. The attack shaved $1.55 off per share earnings, which was $5 more than AutoNation had warned about earlier this month. U.S. oil futures for September around $79 a barrel. That's your money now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Wrangler. It's Wrangler season out there. Open roads, endless horizon. Shop Wrangler.com for new denim styles. As seen in offseason Hard Knocks and welcoming in Marvin Harrison Jr., Malik Nabers, and Roma Dunze for a visit, it was made clear that Brian Daboll and Mike Rowe of the Giants thought Nabers was the best out of the three. I have high expectations for all three. However, not only do I think Harrison Jr. will be the best wide receiver from this draft, but I think he's the best player, period, from the 2024 class. I'm Zach Gelb.
It's Wrangler season out there. Warmer days, cooler nights. Open roads, endless horizons. And you need to be ready in jeans made for the unpredictable. Wrangler, for the ride of life. Shop our newest styles today at Wrangler.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
Gotta change my oil.
How about Valvoline Restore and Protect? It restores and protects your engine to run like new.
Get in the zone.
It restores your engine to, like, factory clean?
And protects.
Get in the zone.
So Valvoline Restore and Protect restores and protects.
Now you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for
$37.99. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Keep it twisted all year long with Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Twisted Tea is real iced tea that packs a punch with 5% alcohol. Tastes great at the beach, the mountains, or even in your backyard. Look for the bright yellow Twisted Tea cans.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Flashlights, check. Camp stove, check. Canned goods, check. Ice chests, check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
Pep Talk? What's Pep Talk?
It's the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Experts? Experts in real estate?
Yes, that's us, Angela. We are the Pep Talk for real estate.
What will we talk about, Will?
We'll talk about the real estate industry.
Well, we don't just want to answer our own questions.
We want to answer the listeners' questions. Tune in tomorrow at 10 a.m. and we'll talk about real estate.
And whatever real estate questions you have.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
On September 11th, 2001, an operations officer placed a call asking if a crew could be ready to fly. U.S. Naval Aviator Aaron Dimmock answered that call. Working largely in silence, Dimmock defended America. Now he's ready to answer the call yet again. Pro-Trump conservative Aaron Dimmock for Congress. Florida Patriots PAC, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
Pep Talk, the Pensacola Expert Panel.
I have some great guests in here today with me. We're going to talk about bands on the bayou.
This is actually our third year, and we have three free concerts a year that are for the community, bringing in local musicians to support local nonprofits and are funded by...
The Pensacola Expert Panel, mornings 9 till 11, before Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just past 4:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Several spots of notes on the streets right now, starting with I-10. If you're traveling westbound, coming from I-110 north, we still have some backups in that area. Same can be said if you're traveling basically towards that same direction, just eastbound, coming from the Pensacola Boulevard area. We've got some backups there as well. Speaking of Pensacola Boulevard, we've got some issues traveling northbound towards Burgess Road and a little bit more as you continue northbound towards Detroit Boulevard. Also got some on Palafox Street if you're traveling northbound towards Burgess as well, and Brent Lane traveling westbound towards Palafox. Let's see. Outside of that, it's going to be some developing on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, and some on 9 Mile itself if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox. Then it'll be Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87 and Caroline Street. That's Highway 90. If you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for the weather, it's 83 degrees in Pensacola right now. As we get into this evening, there are going to be some chances of thunderstorms. We've already seen some today. Heck, on my way here earlier, we had several lightning bolts in the sky. As we get into tonight, those chances will remain and bleed into tomorrow. And tonight's low is going to be 80 degrees. That is your traffic and weather together, Bobby.
Before we get into sports, I do have your top three stories. The Iranian state media is reporting that a Hamas leader who was in Iran has been killed by an attack from Israel. National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby today refused to confirm reports that he was killed. And the White House says that it's too soon to say what the attacks in Lebanon and Iran could mean for potential ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. President Biden is set to kick off the Democratic National Convention with a primetime speech where he will focus on passing the torch to his Vice President Kamala Harris. The convention is set to begin August 19th in Chicago, and Andrew McKay and myself will be there to broadcast and report live. And Vice Presidential Kamala Harris will soon announce her running mate, and she'll hold her first rally with her new vice presidential pick on Tuesday in Philadelphia. The location suggests that she could choose Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, who's considered to be on her short list. Let's get a medals count update for you in the Olympics. Right now, the United States still is dominating, but France is catching up. We have 30 total medals. France now has 26. And I think a bigger story is that we are seventh overall when it comes to gold medals. People's Republic of China has 9. France has 8. Japan has 8. Australia has 7. Great Britain and Korea have 6, and then we have 5. So we have the most medals, but most of them are silvers and bronze. What else we got going on in sports, Austin?
Well, the United States men's basketball team is back on the hardwood for more Olympic action. The Americans are facing South Sudan for the top spot in Group C through 2 games. The two countries have never played each other in the Olympics, but Team USA did defeat them 101-100 in a thrilling pre-Olympic exhibition game in Abu Dhabi earlier this month. South Sudan opened the games with the nation's first basketball victory at the Olympics with a win over Puerto Rico. Meanwhile, in gymnastics, the U.S. came up short in its effort to add a medal in the men's gymnastics all-around final. Paul Judah and Frederick Richard finished outside of the top 10 in the competition. Judah was 14th with a score of 82.197, and Richard finished 15th with 82.166 points. Judah's best events came in the pommel horse, I believe that's how you say it, and parallel bars, where he scored a 13.866. Richard's best event came in the horizontal bar, where he scored a 14.400. Simone Biles and Suni Lee on the women's side will be competing in their all-around final on Thursday. Also, we've got some MLB news for you here. We'll start with the scores going around because there's already several games in the books today. So we've got our local representation, the Marlins and Rays. Marlins won 6-2, and we also had the Braves beating the Brewers 6-2 as well. So we've got some local winners there. The Yankees beat the Phillies 6-5, and then we've had a couple of beatdowns. The Orioles beat the Blue Jays 10-4, Cardinals beat the Rangers 10-1, and Royals beat the White Sox 10-3. Also had the Twins beating the Mets 8-3 there. We've got some other games coming on tonight, such as Dodgers and Padres. That's going to be at 7:40 this evening, and we'll touch more on that one in a moment. Right now, we've got at the end of the sixth inning, the Diamondbacks beating the Nationals 5-1, and at the end of the fifth, the Mariners beating the Red Sox 2-1. As for that Padres game, I wanted to touch on that for a moment because they have set another single-game attendance record. It was last night when they hosted the Dodgers. They won 6-5 in 10 innings in front of 47,559 fans. That's a new single-game record and a second one set this month at Petco Park. And, of course, they will host the Dodgers again tonight. That game will be at 7:40. Alrighty, let's see. Some health, business, and science notes here. The Federal Reserve is leaving interest rates unchanged. Rates have been in the same range for the past year now. However, many investors believe rate cuts are likely to begin in September.
All right. And then You know, that's a pretty big deal right there. You've got a lot of people talking about the rate cuts and whether or not it will. You got Trump trying to say don't do it, and others who are and other Republicans. But I don't know. We'll have to see what happens. Whether or not it's time to I think it's probably. I mean, we're seeing the economy still, like inflation still rising. I'm surprised that they would be trying to cut the rates when we still have inflation as high as it is. Former President Trump clashed with reporters at the National Association of Black Journalists annual convention in Chicago today while answering questions regarding black issues. He took Trump with ABC. He took issue with an ABC News congressional correspondent, Rachel Scott's opening line of questioning. She asked Trump why black voters should trust him following the disparaging remarks he's made about his political opponents in the past. He called the introduction disgraceful and rude. And then he went on and questioned Vice President Kamala Harris's own racial identity, claiming to not know she was even black until a number of years ago when she happened to turn black. He wanted to say she now wants to be known as black. And so there's that going down.
Weird. Yeah. Weird rabbit hole to hop down, Trump. I don't know what that was about. Ohio Senator J.D. Vance says criticism is the price of entry to the Republican presidential ticket. He addressed the blowback from his 2021 comments on the societal value of women who don't have children, calling them childless cat ladies. What? In an interview with NBC News, Harris's campaign has called Vance's political point of view weird, while Trump stands by his running mate. The Ohio Republican said that he has to take the shots since he'll be on the ballot this fall.
Oh, yeah, you're in any kind of public eye at all, you're going to get scrutinized, and some stuff is might be a reason to, and others not so much. A floating barrier in the Rio Grande, meant to discourage migrants from crossing the river and from Mexico into Texas, it can stay for now. A full federal appeals court ruled on today. The decision from the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals overturned a previous decision by a panel of the court. The ruling is the latest development in a standoff between Texas and President Joe Biden's administration over immigration along the border. Yesterday's ruling means the barrier can stay in place until a lower court decides the Department of Justice's laws.
And arrests of migrants for illegally crossing the border to the United States from Mexico have plummeted about 30% in July to a new low for Joe Biden's presidency. That's according to U.S. authorities, raising prospects that a temporary ban on asylum may be lifted soon. The U.S. Border Patrol is expected to arrest migrants about 57,000 times during the month, down from 83,536 arrests in June, the previous low mark of Biden's presidency. And that's according to two U.S. Customs and Border Protection officials who spoke to the Associated Press. 4:45 here, just in time for another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. Still got some backups on I-10 if you're traveling westbound, coming off of I-110 North and approaching Palafox Street. Speaking of Palafox, we do have some backups traveling northbound towards Burgess Road, and the same can be said for Pensacola Boulevard traveling northbound towards Burgess as well. Then it's going to be Mobile Highway traveling northbound towards Blue Angel Parkway and Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile Road. Outside of that, it's Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87 and Caroline Street if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton, though at least at this time, that congestion appears to be breaking up. As for the weather, it's a bit more the same, 83 degrees in Pensacola. Heat advisory, of course, still going on. We have had some storms and cloudiness that's been kind of giving us some reprieve, though. As we get into this evening, it's going to be a low of 80 degrees, and we do have a chance of thunderstorms that will bleed into your Thursday. That's your traffic and weather together, Bobby.
Another border story here for you. San Diego County has issued a notice of violation against the agency overseeing sewage issues on the U.S. side of the border. San Diego County Air Pollution Control District has a notice of violation against the International Boundary and Water Commission for failing to maintain the Hollister Water, whatever pump station in Imperial Beach. Apparently, sewage from Mexico flows across the border and into San Diego. The county says the Hollister station stopped working on June 16th, leading to 300,000 gallons of sewage being released. Disgusting.
That's pretty rough. And the South Carolina Supreme Court is ruling the death penalty options given to state inmates are, in fact, legal. Chief Justice of the South Carolina Supreme Court Don Beattie helped issue the opinion on his last day on the bench before his retirement. The opinion declares that the state can offer a choice between the electric chair, lethal injection, and firing squad to inmates on death row. Mm. I didn't know that they incorporated that. I know Utah does it, right? Isn't Utah the only
state? Yeah, Utah does it.
I thought Utah was the only state for a while.
I think there's two other states that have now passed it. I guess South Carolina must be one of them.
Oh, okay.
Because that's a couple other states added that recently onto their options of instead of lethal injection only or electric chair or whatever, you know, do death by firing squad. In business news, Lululemon is pulling its latest leggings after customers complained that it made their butts look long. Long butt.
Long?
Yeah, the breeze-through leggings were priced for $98 and launched on July 9th. It is marketed as an innovative product with lightweight fabric and quick-drying material. It has a V-shaped back seam that rises up from the seat of the pants all the way to the lower back. And apparently, women complained that it was unflattering to their posterior.
Okay. Babies with peanut allergies could receive a treatment at hospitals across Australia that may be life-changing. This is the first time a nationwide peanut oral immunotherapy program is part of mainstream care anywhere in the world. That's according to a partnership between Australia's National Allergy Center of Excellence and the Murdoch Children's Research Institute. The program is open to infants under 12 months old who gave a diagnosed peanut allergy and lets them see a specialist at a pediatric hospital in one of the participating states. The aim is to have them build up a tolerance and achieve remission in their peanut allergies.
That's pretty good. I know there's a lot of efforts to try to get people over peanut allergies because there's peanuts are in so many things.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
It affects so many people. Yeah, it's everywhere, and so many people are affected by them. They're trying to do different therapies to try. That's a very interesting one right there. Boeing is naming Kelly Ortberg as its new president and CEO. Ortberg, a former executive with aerospace company Rockwell Collins, will take the helm August 8th. The company is hoping she can turn things around after a slew of safety issues have led to losses of trust and revenue. The most recent string of trouble started January when a door panel blew off a 737 MAX 9 flight, an accident that eventually led to the resignation of the past CEO, Dave Calhoun.
And Uber and Lyft have agreed to phase out lockouts, which have reduced for-hire vehicle driver pay in New York City since mid-May. New York City's for-hire vehicle drivers were getting mandated minimum pay, which guarantees drivers get paid for time spent between trips. However, the companies have been locking drivers out of their apps at times during their shifts to avoid paying them while they are in between rides. Lyft responded, saying that the company supports an environment that allows New York City drivers to earn whenever and however they want while driving on the Lyft platform. Just about 4:50 here. We'll take another quick break. When we return, we've got some pop culture. My goodness, can I speak, please? We've got some pop culture notes for you, along with another quick check of the roads and weather and wacky stories and good news to round out hour one of Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around, and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So, if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jan Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Hello, friends. This is retired Santa Rosa County Sheriff Wendell Hall. The clerk of court has a major responsibility to the citizens of our county. They are responsible for thousands of public records, which include court, financial, and treasure. I'm supporting Jason English for clerk of court. Jason has 8 years at the clerk's office as general counsel and chief deputy. He's a good, honest man that will serve us well. Please vote Jason English on August 20th. Thank you.
I'm Jason English, Republican for Santa Rosa County clerk of court and comptroller, and I approve this message.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. Remember, you can listen to us anytime, anywhere on our mobile app. Download the News Radio Pensacola mobile app on your phone, and it's both for Android and for Apple, and you can listen to us anytime, anywhere. In pop culture and softer news stories, actress and director, producer Elizabeth Banks says she was saved by a guardian angel on the set of Skincare after she choked and was saved by the Heimlich maneuver. She explained on Good Morning America, she was alone in her trailer eating lunch when a little green pea became stuck in her throat. She shared, I threw the door open, couldn't make any noise, was so afraid, it was terrifying. A crew member walked by and saw her at just the right moment and asked, "Are you choking?" When she indicated that she was, the crew member very calmly performed the Heimlich maneuver, and she explained, "He had to do it twice. His name is Julius. He's my guardian angel. Julius, I love you."
How about so that? That's a wholesome story. That's nice.
Yeah.
M. Night Shyamalan's Trap is expected to battle for second place when it hits theaters this weekend.
Hold on. Say that again, that whole sentence.
M. Night Shyamalan's Trap is expected to battle for second place.
What is his trap?
I'm sorry. That's apparently his movie name.
His new movie.
Yeah,
okay,
I should have said that. Yes. He's not going to trap anybody. The thriller starring Josh Hartnett is projected to make between $15 to $20 million in its debut domestically. It'll fight for second with Twisters, which is expected to make between $17 and $19 in its third weekend. Meanwhile, Deadpool and Wolverine is projected to take first for the second straight week with $75 to $95 million.
I was going to say, I think it's funny how you just automatically just assume one of these is going to have to be in second place. They're not going to be able to knock off Deadpool and Wolverine.
Yeah, I mean, with those expected prices, that's pretty insane. Oh, meanwhile, Harold and the Purple Crayon expected to make $6 to $7 million in its debut weekend. There we go.
Oh, that comes out this weekend? That actually looks pretty good, too. It's just a bad weekend to come out when Deadpool, Wolverine, Twisters, and M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong's movie just comes out. So, but that one actually looks like a pretty interesting movie, too. Actor Jonathan Majors says he's heartbroken that Robert Downey Jr.'s Doctor Doom will be the next big bad in the bad guy in the two new Avengers movies. Dr. Doom is replacing Majors as Kang the Conqueror after he was dropped by Marvel last year when he's found guilty of harassment and assault. Kang was meant to be the main villain for the current saga of the whole Marvel Cinematic Universe, but because of his arrest, he basically got canceled. So after him being canceled, they had to try to come up with something else. So the next movie is going to be Avengers Doomsday. Major said he loved playing Kang, but is also excited to see what Downey Jr. does as Dr. Doom. He added he would come back to Marvel if that's what they and fans wanted.
Well, I mean, being found guilty of harassment and assault, I don't know if they're going to be willing to bring you back over that. All righty, let's see here, 4:55. One last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. Still got some backups on I-10 because of some construction. If you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, it's going to have you backed up just onto I-110 North. Still got some backups on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. And it seems like we do have them on 9 Mile itself if you are traveling eastbound towards Pine Forest. So be on the lookout for that as well. Gulf Beach Highway has some backups developing if you're traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. We also have some backups on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87 and Caroline Street if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for the weather, it's 83 degrees in Pensacola. We are in a heat advisory, of course, as we get into this evening and tonight. We do have some about 30% chances of thunderstorms, and it's going to be partly cloudy in disguise as we bleed into Thursday, where those chances of storms will carry over. And tonight's low is also going to be 80 degrees. So about what we had yesterday, I believe. I think yesterday was like 79. That's your traffic and weather together, Bobby.
All right. Kevin Costner's Horizon and American Saga Chapter 2 is premiering at the Venice Film Festival after its U.S. release got pulled. Western had planned August 16th release in the States before it was scrapped earlier this month. He directs and stars in the second Horizon installment alongside Sienna Miller, Sam Worthington, Jenna Malone, and Danny Houston. The Venice Film Festival happens August 28th through September 7th.
And former SNL cast member Maya Rudolph will be returning to host the show this fall. Deadline reports that she will reprise her role as Vice President Harris through the 2024 election. To be fair, it doesn't say that she's coming back to host it. I'm assuming that she would, but whatever. Mm-hmm. Rudolph won an Emmy in 2020 for her portrayal as Harris on a December 2019 episode of SNL. Fans immediately started to call on the show to bring back Rudolph to play Harris as soon as President Biden announced his decision to drop out of the 2024 race. The 50th season of SNL is set to premiere on September 28th.
50 seasons. That's amazing. A woman attacked with a shovel in Fresno. That's right, a shovel. She is expected to survive. However, her friend has already passed away at the hospital. She took a friend to her ex-boyfriend's home to drop some things off, and it turned violent. Police say that the man began beating them both right in front of neighbors with a shovel. One person tried to intervene, but as I stated, it was too late for the one friend who passed away in the hospital. The other one is expected to survive. Police are still piecing together what led to the assault.
Oh my goodness, how brutal. And a city on Florida's Treasure Coast is the most unsafe place for drivers in the country. The latest report from Allstate America says that Port St. Lucie has the most speeding drivers compared to the rest of the nation. Allegedly. don't shoot the messenger. I don't know. The city police department released a recent statement highlighting how its officers enforce traffic laws. The agency says its patrol officers issued more than 45,000 citations and warnings last year. Allstate's report claims that the safest cities for drivers are going to be in the states of Hawaii, Minnesota, and Washington.
I've got a close friend in Port St. Lucie, so I travel there quite often.
Are they a speed demon?
No, I actually have like zero problems driving around, going around there. Everybody kind of drives, I don't know. I actually think they're safer drivers there than they are here in Pensacola. So, all right. Kind of interesting little report there. All right, this is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Come up here next. We'll get your top three stories, your local headlines, state headlines, national headlines, and more. Next hour on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.